Let's talk about the Facebook ad copy that has generated millions of dollars for me and for my clients. Let's cue that intro and get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I wanted to talk a little bit about Facebook ads because sometimes they can feel like this crazy, mysterious, uncertain battleground. And I've run Facebook ads for a lot of clients. I never have actually tracked the amount, but I know that we've spent over $1 million in Facebook ads, probably several million dollars. I personally myself have spent $430,000 plus on Facebook ads. And one of the big things that I've really kind of wanted to hone in on is the art of crafting amazing copy. And so one of the things that I started to kind of dive into was dissecting ads that were performing well. One of the best things you can do versus like trying to reinvent the wheel is to dissect what ads are performing well and start to recognize patterns. Same thing is true with copy. With creative. When you see creative that is being used in ads and you notice that an ad has a whole bunch of likes and comments and shares and it's been running for a while, that's a pretty good sign that that copy and creative combination is working. So I actually keep on my desktop, on my computer, swipe files, but not just of other people's ads, of our ads that have performed the best. And I've spent a lot of time researching what ads perform. How do you stop and get someone's attention? How do you convince them to click through to the funnel? Now, one of the most powerful parts of Facebook ads that I personally have found is that there really is a formula to a successful ad. And I know that that goes against what a lot of people would say, but the very first thing that you have to recognize that's different than traditional marketing is that the headline is not what stops the scroll anymore. It's the first, almost like 100 characters. It's that first little blurb, the first two lines of your ad. That is what stops the scroll. And so you want to first and foremost get people's attention by identifying a pain point or calling out who they are or the desire that they have. And in doing so, they're going to stop. You're going to get more eyeballs on your actual ad versus just having someone scroll on past. But creative is also a huge part of stopping that scroll and getting eyeballs on your ads. And you may say, like, what's the value of getting eyeballs on your ads? Oh my gosh, absolutely everything. If there was a billboard that was boring and you just drove past it every single day, it's not doing the job. You want something that stops and grabs people's attention because there's no way that they're going to click if they're scrolling on past your ad. So that was one of the huge parts of the process, was identifying what works, coming up with a killer headline, that hook, aka the first 100 characters, and then making sure that you are addressing one of two things. Now, everyone is incentivized by either pain or pleasure. And it's kind of crazy because it's kind of the carrot or the stick. Some people prefer to wait until things are super painful. Some people love the idea of the golden ticket or the gift on the other side. So you have to kind of balance that in your ads by offering either a reduction of pain or a complete cure of pain, or promising some type of potential for massive pleasure. Now, one of the things that is super important that a lot of times Facebook advertisers miss is they run ads that are completely against the FTC, the SEC, that's SEC, and the FDA. And so then they get upset when they lose their Facebook ad account. Well, one of the things that I really did is I researched, especially the FTC's regulations, to understand what is allowed, what is ethical advertising, what can get me thrown in jail as an advertiser. And I know a lot of that can sound really scary, but the truth is, it's really important anytime you run Facebook ads to know, is this an ethical advertisement? And if it goes against the FTC's regulations, the answer is no. Just because you see someone else running it doesn't mean that it's an effective and legal or moral ad. So familiarizing yourself with the FTC's regulations is a helpful way to know that your ads are going to be in compliance. So some of you guys are like, I don't even know where to start. Or maybe you've been running ads and you're like, I'm fresh out of creativity. We actually put together an entire little black book of Facebook ads for you guys. And you guys can grab that if you go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. It's my little black book of Facebook ads that reveals all of our top performing ads from throughout the years, including ads that turn $25,000 of ad spend into $1.6 million now, as well as ads that generated thousands of signups for webinars. You guys can grab that. Like I said, go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. But learning how to create effective ads is a game changer for your business. And I have to say, it's worth it 100%. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.